This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, time for our weekly display of intelligence from the cast members of the fine group of talk radio professionals who want to take a stab at their opinions and thoughts on top stories of the week, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. They can go to talkers.com and see the list. I'll try to go through the stories. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, here with Victoria Keelan, who's part of my DJV gang. The other broadcasters present, Rich McFadden, who has been a long time Doug Steffen. How would we? You're a Doug Steffen enabler.
I am. That is my job. That's my role in life.
That's your role. That's what you put on your card, Richie.
Yep.
Rich McFadden, Vice President of Operations, Radio America, and Doug Steffen enabler.
That's my position.
That's it. All right. So then we'll enable Mr. Joe Crummy, who's here with his evil thoughts. Mr. Crummy tends to bend a little to the right, maybe a little more than a little.
I don't know why you guys think I'm such a right winger, but I'll take it. Evil, that's it. No, think evil. Yeah. Don't think
right. Evil, think right. That's what Victoria and the people on the left think. The evil is right. They're right. They're on the side of truth, justice, and the American way. On the left side, and the righties are just nonsense.
That's not true. Don't put words in my mouth. That's not true at all. You did. You said Victoria. That's how
and
she
people
thinks.
Like it. Yeah.
Well, that's how I think. I think evil.
Of course
right,
it is.
So.
Right. That's how Joe thinks. So exactly. I want to know the significance. This may, I'm maybe checking out of reality here, but the most recent podcast on iTunes that I see referenced at Evil Thoughts is asshat.
Okay, yeah, really.
What's an asshat?
That's Frederica Wilson with her cowboy hat. She's what is she? She would be
who's Frederica
topic
Wilson?
Number
she
two.
She is the congresswoman that says Trump had that phone conversation with the soldier.
Oh, the soldier.
Soldier's
right.
That is correct.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And she was on CNN with a cowboy hat, huge gold hoop earrings, and some big blue flower hanging off of her shoulder.
Right. And I have her calling the president evil and bad. She says he's a sick man. I can play that. Do you want to hear it? I mean, it's sort of saying he's just a sick man.
This is what this lady... you know what happens to me? And I admit this readily and willingly. For so long... Richie, when I first got associated with him 20-some-odd years ago, I was doing a political radio program, and it tended to flower on the right a bit. And I got tired of fighting and arguing and listening to people get angry. So even today, because of the way most of the other radio properties that I do, with the exception of this one, the other four things that I do are all aimed at a completely different constituency, other than just those who are political sycophants. So I tend to tune out. I did see that there was controversy around Trump supposedly telling some woman whose husband died in
She's a pregnant widow,
that he knew what he was signing up for. Now, is that taken out of context, or is that basically the whole thing? Because he tweets in three or four word phrases usually. So did he say something else, or was that all he said?
One of the problems was that I don't think he knew her name or even his name. That would be David Johnson was the deceased. But that's not what they seized upon. They seized upon what the president said, that he knew what he had signed up for. And it was this Frederica Wilson, who heard the call on a speakerphone in the car on the way to pick up the remains at the airport, just went off on that.
She was with the widow, right?
Right. Yeah, she was with the widow.
She was in the car with the widow. Yeah.
Trump so said, "I didn't mean it like that."
Yeah, well, I think that's but the news media, and I'm not sticking up. I don't have to be a defender of Trump, and I'm not doing it. But I can tell you in general that oftentimes, and I've been a victim of this myself, things that you say are, if they can take a soundbite out of it that's good for the news or good for a quote in a newspaper.
Well, this wasn't
article.
A news soundbite, though, Doug. I know you love going after the news media, but this was not a news soundbite. But this was what the way this happened was this representative, this Frederica Wilson, was in the car and then said she was appalled at the language and the way that the president just seemed very
But how do
cold,
we know
if she could walk into a room and he could say hello and she would be appalled?
Right.
That's exactly
right. But this is a very he said. She said kind of a thing.
That's right. We don't have the audio on it. Right. But, you know,
so
Doug, to your other point.
Why are we paying so much attention to it then?
Because the news has glommed onto it, back to your point, because the news has made it a huge thing.
Well, right. Social media made this a really big thing. This
what,
is this spread like wildfire
CNN,
on social media.
CNN has, you would think this is a wildfire the way CNN is covering it.
Right.
You would think that there are bodies laying all over the street the way CNN is covering it.
You know,
and, you know, the saddest thing about all of this, it doesn't matter who said what, it's a life was lost,
right.
and there is a pregnant widow left behind, and she, we don't even know her name.
I thought
you know,
John
like,
Kelly,
that's what Joe was saying.
I thought John Kelly from his press conference on Thursday from the White House just had he basically said, I thought that we could make a gold star death not into the circus that it is. Just please, just stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are they doing to
the memory
reputation of the memory of this fellow? And do I denigrate? I have a problem with this, not because of all of the hoopla around it, but I want to know in what theater was he killed and what was he doing and why are we there?
He was
in
Niger.
The other big question.
He was in Niger on a security detail, and it's,
for what? Why are we in Niger?
We have troops,
because you've got ISIS
John Kelly
there,
said we have troops all over the world, Japan,
right,
Colombia, Germany, everywhere, and we have troops in Africa as well. And they were on a security detail, and somebody came after them. They didn't release a lot of details about it, though.
We owe too many places, but there's some places we ought to be, and some places that. Well, I don't even know. I get so frustrated with this. I just want to. I'm not an isolationist, but good God, you can't be everywhere. And especially what it costs to run these operations, you have no idea. I remember being in Iraq, going through the station in Baghdad, where all the soldiers were encamped, and seeing how many trucks, Humvees, MRAPs. I remember eating in the commissary there. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of soldiers who ate. We set up a little city within a city. It costs us millions of dollars every day, and look at what we got out of it. You know, so Saddam's gone. Could have done that with a bullet and the sniper from Chris Kyle's or Isles or whatever his name was.
Kyle.
It's incredible.
We'll offend it, Doug. If you're going to get his name right.
Yeah, okay.
Call CNN.
All right, 15 past the hour. We're going to go through. We've already sort of gone through number two, but at some point in time, and then I'll put it into perspective with an actual list of the stories. But we'll post them. We post them anyway. We have the Talk Radio Countdown Show website. You can go there and click on the weekly. I think we have them. If I'm not mistaken, Victoria, we have archived the Talk Radio Countdown shows. Although, honestly, I don't know why you'd want to, because everything changes so much every week. Who cares what the big stories were last week? I want to know what they are this week. Right? So anyway,
right.
You can find the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown show at the talkradiocountdownshow.com and also at talkers.com, where the Talkers radio and TV stations are located as well. 15 minutes past the hour. The way to hire people, those of you, this is a program that a lot of executives listen to because they want to know what's going on, the big hits in talk radio. And so I'm going to give you a piece of information. Those of you who are hiring, may I suggest that you go to one place and one place only to use the right tools for hiring. This is a streamlined site called ZipRecruiter.com. quality hires. If you're hiring, Richie hires, that's part of his job at Radio America. You got to find the best candidates. So, and Richie will tell you there's a challenge, a real challenge in finding great talent, not just on the air, but off the air, because a business, a talent business can't just run on talent. You got to have people that know how to put the technology together, how to organize. This is the way you run a successful business.
Absolutely.
You must have ZipRecruiter work for you, and the way that you can do it, and it's painless to see how well they do. This is one of the reasons that they're here, because they keep reminding you that if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you use it once free, and then you see the amazing technology. You go to work actively notifying qualified candidates about your job opportunity, and then they come out. They're coming by the droves to find you because they want the job. So get a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions, too, to your job post to help identify the most qualified candidates even better. That's a tip from ZipRecruiter.com, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use the facilities free the first time. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28. In-store only. See associate for details.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, 19 past the hour. Talk radio review. Doug Steffen, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the top 10 stories as we can, as we may, as we don't. It isn't like must. We don't go through all of them, but the list includes the usual at number 10, the playoffs. Who's going to win? Those damn Yankees or Dodgers?
I'm about to have to all become right. A Dodger.
Crummy
fan.
Lives in Los Angeles, but he likes the Lakers. Come on. Bicoastal? Which are you?
It could be tonight. We could have put Houston away tonight and then
stop it.
Angeles' worst nightmare, it would be the Yankees. And worst I know nightmare. You hate it, Doug. And let me just tell you something.
I don't hate anything, but I don't like the Yankees. I don't like them. So anyway, and this is the continuing on the Sports Talk radio shows. It must be a slow time because they keep talking about these anthem protests. I thought that would be sort of passé by now. And then whether Colin Kaepernick goes to Cheeseland. And good luck to him there. 21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Boy.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, our synthesis of what's happening in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the recurring influence of talkers as they do their investigations every week, do the research to find out what radio stations, hosts, programs are focused on when it comes to the issues in political talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, at number 10, yeah, the sports stuff. Number 9, the travel ban has been halted. That's one of those things. Okay, yeah. Do we even not understand what it is? Who's being affected by this? Who is affected by it first, and then, you know,
well, I think they added Chad, the country Chad, to the list this time. I don't think Chad was on the list.
You can't. It's just restricted. It's very restricted. And the judges in Hawaii and Maryland decided that they didn't like the law, so they get to overturn it. So here we are back in where whenever somebody doesn't like a law that either our Congress or President or Senate passes, that there's some judge out there who can say, I don't like it. I'm going to challenge it.
Right. But it's going to go to the Supreme Court soon, and that's when we'll get some resolution.
Really? Look forward to that. All right, next, number 8, the security guard story from Mandalay Bay. On Ellen, I think that's where it started, Victoria, isn't it? Who saw this?
He was on Ellen. I didn't see it. I have a DVR'd, but I didn't see it. But I guess he got a check for $25,000 from one of Ellen's sponsors. It was not to him, but it's in his name going to the victims of the Vegas shooting. But I don't know. Apparently this story has changed several times.
Ellen instead of with Hannity?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I was thinking the same thing. What
Why'd
happened?
You go to that about both of them then?
For a bunch of interviews and apparently just walked out. I wouldn't be surprised if someone whispered into his ear, hey, if you do Ellen, all right, there's $25,000. If you do her first, there's $25,000.
But Ellen's not known for that kind of content.
Well, Ellen didn't pay him. I mean, this was a donation that she made in his name to the victims. So maybe he wanted to have a charitable angle to it. I don't know.
What's wrong with that, then?
Nothing wrong with it. It just does seem weird that he wouldn't do any of the news shows, but he did Ellen.
Okay, so
that he was basically in the green room. Yeah. You know, what
comes out of this? What do we know from listening to him?
Lots of conspiracy theories.
We didn't know before. For example, what kind of conspiracy theories?
Well, that there's a cover-up, that there's the mob involved to try to, salvage some of the tourism that's taken a big hit in Vegas, and the timeline has changed, and was there another person there? Was there another shooter, and why did he stop shooting? There's so many conspiracy theories at this point.
Which is good. I think it's good that he's speaking. I think that one of the reasons the conspiracy theories respond is because he was missing, and where is this guy, and why was he going to be on like Hannity, and that he didn't go on. What? Where is he? Is he hiding? And I'm glad that this has come to light that he was going to do Ellen, and he did Ellen, and there was a $25,000. The check in there somewhere. At least now we know who this guy is or where this guy is, and he's spoken on the record. But it doesn't stop the conspiracy theories.
I'm confused by this whole thing. Am I the only one who's confused by this?
No, you're not. And I think the big issue here is
bottom of it?
Right. What's the motive?
The police on all of this, or FBI or whoever. Yeah.
FBI. It's not so much the local.
Well, what are they doing?
Well, what's the motive? We just don't know. And I think you're right. That's the weirdest thing about the story. We don't know.
And you can't find this guy's life has to have been gone over like a fine-tooth comb under a microscope.
Oh, yeah.
To figure out what it is that motivated him to do whatever he did. Never mind this shooting, but whatever he did. This is really strange, frankly. And all the money we spend on these guys, you've got to be able to come up with some answers. 28 past the hour, as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, only around 260 people received their Tesla Model 3s last month out of the 500,000 that are waiting for them. But at the same time, Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars and rescuing Puerto Rico from its power grid problems. It appears that many of those 260 Model 3s may have been built by hand, although Elon did tweet out a video of the production line. Critics of the Model 3 say full completion of the orders may take as much as 3 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Figure it all out here at 34 past the hour, continuing our conversation about the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to the charts for the week of October 16th to the 20th from Talkers Magazine. The broadcasting professionals who are here include Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and Rich McFadden. We've gotten to... Richie's just... in his own fashion, doesn't sound like we know too much about what's going on. Well, I admit to not following this stuff, and I don't feel like I want to or have to. I can express myself. I can tell you what the stuff is, and then I may or may not have an opinion about it. My opinion on the situation in Las Vegas is, what the hell is the FBI doing? That's my question, and my opinion is, not enough. It doesn't sound like or seem like they dug into this thing to come up with some answers that are credible.
One of the fascinating stories that came out of this on another one of our shows here at the network, we had a guest on who talked about predictive analytics. Think Minority Report. And you look at all the information we had on this shooter guy, the amount, and this isn't anti-guns, so don't start sending me emails, but the amount of firepower that he bought in a short amount of time.
Mm.
The fact that his father was a confirmed sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was prescribed diazepam in June and in coordination then went on the buying spree with all the weapons. And diazepam, if you have sociopathic tendencies in your family, will create violent tendencies. And then there was the money being sent overseas and sending his girl. So there's all kinds of data on this guy
mm-hmm.
that could have, ding, raised a red flag. And even if a local sheriff had gone to his house and said, hey, just checking in to make sure that you're okay. Now, all this means that Big Brother has to be paying attention to something. But when we have the information, what should we be doing with that information? Should we
What information are we talking about?
The fact that we know he was had a prescription.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Rich? I agree with you, and I feel like we're on the same page on this. But the problem is, though, that Trump rolled, that was one of the first things Trump rolled back, that the mental illness thing that Obama had passed, that you couldn't get a gun if you have known mental illnesses, he rolled it back. That was one of the first executive orders. So even if the sheriff went to his house and said, I know you've got diazepam and you're buying a crap ton of guns right now, there's nothing that they can legally do.
But
it was rolled back.
Take the guns out of it. We still have data. Okay, because I don't want this to be a gun issue. Okay, we still have data. We still have.
But it is a gun issue too, though, and the whole country's talking about it. Even gun owners.
No.
This
but
was ridiculous.
This is what happens in these conversations: is it becomes only about the guns, and that's what I'm trying to get past. Because this guy obviously had mental issues, and was prescribed a drug that exacerbated those mental issues, and we were clueless. Absolutely.
Let's dig a little deeper. Let's just, for the heck of it, just for a moment, dig a little bit deeper here. Now, you said something.
And every single one of these things goes back to these drugs.
Okay. So then you said something.
And mental illness in
general. That applies to the discussion. Mental illness, things that happen that are transferred to people. We have a lack of understanding in our country, and that's because we have a very poor system of health care for mentally ill people. The things that are transferred through your DNA or things that are transferred through heredity that you get, whether it be things like this, bipolarism. I mean, you can come up with any number of
things. Schizophrenia is another one that's hereditary,
that
too.
They become very there. And when they are passed on from sometimes male to female, not male to male, it just depends on what it is. But our footprint that we get from our mothers and fathers is one thing. What we do to deal with it is another. And so the fact we have the thing that's not on the list this week, which really, although I guess the number seven is the Marino situation, congressman who was going to be the head of the FDA, and he was found out to be basically a big whore when it came to taking money from the drug companies. The regulations and that kind of stuff brings up all sorts of things, but one of the things it brings up is the overtaking of our social structure by drugs and how these drugs are everywhere, legal drugs, illegal drugs, everybody's on a drug. And it does, as both Richie and Jenna and Victoria said, this can magnify both within the person who's taking the drugs and then the impact of what these people do in society can magnify. The drugs magnify the condition. And most of this stuff, even if you don't have a condition, you have enough of these opioids and you're going to have a condition. So it's really, we dig about, this could be enough to have you want to go into the Ozarks and pull a blanket over your head. I don't want to deal with anything anymore.
We have to do something about these antidepressants and these drugs.
Oh, my God. What an outrage.
And the And Doug, we can go down this long path of what causes all of these mental issues, the chemicals in our food, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's out of control.
Yeah.
And every single time we have one of these situations, we find the same thing.
Yeah.
But yet, everybody still goes,
it's the guns.
Too much
money. Well, I'm not even into it. I'm moving on now. Number seven is the situation with the 60 Minutes piece last week. And I just happened to see it by kind of like mistake. I turned it on when I came home, and it was sort of in the middle of it. And then I went back and read the transcript, and we talked a lot about it on the DJV show the first couple of days of the week, because it was very important for people to understand how much every once in a while CBS does come across something that really has some kind of impact on society. And this is a big one. Huge one. Huge. And the drug companies look bad.
So, fill us in on the story, Victoria. What happened?
Well, the 60 Minutes piece was about... it was basically a whistleblower, and I forget his name now, but he came forward and said that everyone knows that the opioid epidemic is an epidemic, and that something needed to be done about it, and that there was a law passed, or a bill passed, that basically hindered not only the drug companies not only the local law enforcement from saying, you know, okay, there needs to be a stopgap on this and prescriptions and opioids and things like that, but it also prevented the DEA from having any jurisdiction. So and the guy who was nominated to be the new drug czar by Trump is the guy who actually sponsored the bill to limit the DEA's power. And so this was a huge, and this was very timely too, because this guy's been, you know, in the running, and Trump was about to make him the drug czar. So luckily Trump, because he watches a lot of TV, he did see the piece on 60 Minutes. He was asked specifically if he saw it. He said yes. And then he reconsidered. I guess this guy now withdrew his name from the running. But it could have been, I mean, if you think about it, without this piece from 60 Minutes, it would not have been a national conversation, and we could have had this guy in charge of the entire drug enforcement agency.
And it begs the question, why didn't they know about it already? Why did 60 Minutes need to be the people that exposed this?
And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, you kind of, I mean, I've been certainly questioning, I'm no fan of Trump's, but, you know, it really makes me question, like, who's in charge? And who's doing the research? A simple background examination would have shown that this guy sponsored this bill.
Right.
I mean, his name's all over it.
Right.
I just don't understand how, you know, I don't know. I don't know how anything works in the White House anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. John Kelly might have a little bit of a clue, but that's about it.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up, we still got number five through number one. Doug has popped out for a second. He had a power outage on his farm, so he'll be back here in a moment. But still coming up, Iran nukes deal, North Korea nukes, Weinstein nukes himself, the fallen soldier controversy, and tax reform. So stick around on the countdown. It's 43 past the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
It's National Teen Driver Safety Week, and according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, car crashes remain the number one killer of teens. NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith has joined forces with Michelin to bring awareness to teen driving safety by sharing important tips and best practices for coaching new drivers.
There's no one instructional manual that's teaching someone how to drive a car or the responsibilities of driver's safety. Michelin has a great resource for parents and teens alike that help us understand some of those things and some of those tips. You can go to michelinman.com/ sharing safety. There's so many things that you can get from this downloadable handbook that can just help them become better and more confident in their ability to drive and handle the car. Some of these tips are adjusting mirrors, how to change lanes, also about the car and the tires itself. Maintaining your tires is important for your safety.
Get social and share your own driving tips using hashtag sharing safety, because we all share the road.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're down to the top five topics now. We'll go through these. At number five is the Iran nukes deal. The Iranians are saying, hey, listen, they just had an election, and the prime minister got reelected by basically promising that he will get some of the sanctions lifted. Good luck with that, bud. Let me know how it works out for you.
Well, the whole country wants that. I mean, it's right. Really crippled their, you know, on
good.
A day-to-day basis, it has really crippled their economy. And, you know, a lot of the Iranian people don't agree with the way that things have been run in that country. So, I don't know. That's definitely going to be something
to watch. Well, the other hitch there is it's forget the nuke stuff, okay? We've got that. We know that. We see that. We've got to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're also funding and supplying weapons to half of the people who are trying to fight us around the Middle East and around the world. And that's another thing that is not even part of this negotiation, the deal with them. So we have to address that. At number four, we move around the globe a little bit. We got more nukes. Here's the North Korean nuclear threats. They are about a month away from being able to have their first nuke and sending it. Now, they say the happy spot of all of this is that it's not like they have a whole nuclear arsenal. They have one missile, which to me is enough. But
isn't that enough? I mean,
well, that'll wreck the whole weekend.
Well, South Korea, I mean, I don't know. Do you? Well, would they?
What
be
are
if
they're
not able to reach California, right?
Rich, what do you mean they're a month away from what, doing an above-ground test in the air? Is that what you're talking about?
From being able to, right now they have the capability to launch a missile, fire the missile, mm-hmm. and they have a capability, they have a nuclear warhead. They don't have both together yet.
Now, we have, in South Korea, we have a lot of anti-missile technology, right?
Yes,
and we've been testing it over the last year.
Which makes Kim Jong Dumpling unhappy.
Yeah, Kim Jong Ding Dong doesn't like that. But he says he will not stop, will not talk, will not anything until he can fire a missile to New York. That's when he's going to maybe sit down and talk. All right, so moving on to number three, we have the Weinstein, which to me really is probably gets the most chatter this week, the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the Me Too movement. Victoria, he's got charges pending in London, New York, and Los Angeles for rape. He says, hey, listen, everything was consensual. Okay. Like that makes it better.
I mean,
well, you're going to have to prove this. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Some of these claims go way, way back. And so if it's he said, she said, well, where are you then? He'll just deny it. He's got great lawyers. If I were him, I'd be nervous as hell, but that's the thing. You got to prove these charges. You're talking some very serious
point.
Charges here, and that's going to be a tough thing to do.
How do you prove it? Yes, it's he said, she said. How do you prove it?
And the thing is that the one girl who had the recording, which I don't know if you guys heard that audio.
No.
It is so beyond creepy. It'll literally just
No, it's totally creepy. It's totally creepy, but beyond the fact that he said that, you know, I touched you yesterday and I'm really sorry about that. Beyond the fact
I'm not
sure there's anything illegal about what he was doing. It was creepy as hell. But
And she was there it was like a sting operation with the NYPD, and that was, I think, in 2015.
Oh,
and so they didn't have enough evidence then to go after him. So
that's right.
It's going to be very, very hard.
Here's a fact. That guy is not going to fare well in prison. He will not.
I don't think he's ever going to go to prison.
You're
he didn't even go to rehab
the
because they wanted him to take his cell phone away. So he went to a 5-star resort instead.
All right. At number two is the Niger ambush deaths and the fallen soldier controversy, which we talked about a little bit earlier. Number one is Trump tax reform. Will the GOP be able to get a couple of Dems and get anything done? We'll see. Hopeful. Stick around for more. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Asking yourself, by the way, it's 53 past the hour, and this is the DJV experience with Victoria Keelan and now Chuck Curry from Moving Moments, and I am Rich McFadden. And you might be saying to yourself, where is that Doug Steffen guy? He's on the Poseidon right now, out in his backyard, and it has flipped over, and he's trying to escape. His power went out, and he's trying to get a generator up and running, much like Ernest Borgnine was in the Poseidon Adventure, Chuck, which is your favorite movie. So why are we talking about that today?
Big disaster movie hits theaters today, Geostorm, and we've come a long way from 1972, when really the disaster trend kicked off with the Poseidon Adventure, starring Gene Hackman, Ernest Borgnine, and Shelley Winters, my all-time favorite movie. And, you know, it's interesting because Doug talked about yesterday the music we played to Cliffhanger, how that felt too upbeat for the tone of that overall film. Well, that music by John Williams, which is in the opening main credit sequence, is very ominous, very dark, and very telling of what happened to the characters in that film. But that was my Star Wars back in 1972. My parents took me to see that at sort of the Avalon Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York. Me, my father, mother, two brothers sat in the balcony when there were balconies in movie theaters. So I don't know if Victoria and Karen know what a balcony is. But,
I think Victoria knows.
Actually was a lot of fun. Movie theaters back in 72 actually were single screen, no multiplexes.
Right.
Back
That's in right. Wow. That's, it was a big deal to go to the movies.
And the disaster movie trend overall had an amazing run. Really started in 70 with Airport with Dean Martin, Burt Lancaster, right. Poseidon Adventure. 72 was a massive hit in theaters, same year The Godfather came out. And then in 74, Owen Allen hit big again with The Towering Inferno, one of the great epic disaster movies.
O.J.
Paul Newman and Steve McQueen. And O.J. Simpson, who was very likable in that movie, by the way. Same year, Earthquake with Charlton Heston and George Kennedy, a movie I like a lot. A year later, Charlton Heston back in Airport 75. There was a movie called Cassandra Crossing. Also, O.J. Simpson was in that film. And then 77... Airport 77 with Jack Lemmon took a big paycheck for that movie, and then the genre started to burn itself out with movies like The Swarm, and then Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in 79 with Michael Caine again, movie bombed, and when time ran out, Irwin Allen's last disaster film in theaters with Paul Newman and William Holden. So the genre really hit big and then burned itself out very quickly. I think Jaws opening in 75 and then Star Wars in 77 changed the direction of what moviegoers wanted to see. So I'm a big fan of the genre. Geostorm opening today, although the tracking is not very good, just tracking it around a $10 million opening weekend on a budget of $125 million. Although if it's something blows up in a film, honestly, they're just going to make money overseas, and China has become a huge market for American action movies, so I'm sure it'll recoup it.
My 13-year-old son told me, he's like, these movies freak me out, the cataclysmic weather event movies. Mm. He's just like, I don't need that kind of pressure, man.
You know, I just want to point
it
out.
It could happen.
last night, I got a chance. I went to the movies by myself. I went to see last week's number one film, Happy Death Day. And the reason I saw it is because it stars an actress named Jessica Routh, who has a bit part in La La Land. And she is very, very appealing in this film. I think she's going to be, I don't know, a major player, but a name in the business in the next 5 to 10 years. She holds this movie, carries it, doesn't really work as a horror film, more just an infectious fun type movie. Plays like a reverse Mean Girls, where it's like 80% Mean Girls, 20% Scream. I give it a 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it, but it was a fun watch. Not really scary. If you're a pure horror fan, you're not going to get a lot of horror out of this film, but it is a fun movie. It's PG-13, not
so if you're a big chicken like me, then I would probably still think it was scary.
Maybe not. I'm going to say no.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say no. Just not enough scares, but it does work on a different level, and she's really a very appealing actress. I like to work in it a lot.
All right, so with the last minute that we have here, I want to go back to our original conversation about the horror movie genre starting out in the 70s and the music that we played, and then you walked all the way through kind of that decade or so into current movies, and the one thing that stuck out to me that was the common denominator was John Williams.
Here's what's interesting.
I didn't know he did the music for Poseidon Adventure. I didn't know he was around that early.
He did the score for the Poseidon Adventure in 72, Towering Inferno in 74, Earthquake in 74, Star Wars in 77, Jaws in 75, just about every Spielberg movie, and scored the last Star Wars movie, which is an incredible run.
Amazing guy. What an amazing human being.
He did it. We watched an old Audrey Hepburn movie from the 60s with Peter O'Toole, How to Steal a Million, and I thought the music sounded familiar, and it was like a John Williams' first job.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.